Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening. Pardon me?
No, I wasn't talking.
Okay. We got a few callers in already. Let's see, can we get started here? Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Hour of Prayer. We are family gathered together to praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Okay. March the 5th, who's supposed to be doing the reading?
I am.
Okay, you can go ahead and get started while we're waiting for more to join.
Okay.
In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, 2 Kings 14, 2 Kings 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 and 50 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Save that the high places were not removed, the people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. And the Lord smote the king, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house. Jotham, the king's son, was over the house, judging the people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Azariah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, did Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Shallum, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, and smote him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Jehu, saying, Thy sons shall sit on the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Hizdah, and came to Samaria, and smote Shallum, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Shallum, and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem smote Tifsah, and all that were therein, and the coasts thereof, from Tirzah, because they opened not to him. Therefore he smote it, and all the women therein that were with child he ripped up. In the 39th year of Athaliah, king of Judah, began Menahem, the son of Gadi, to reign over Israel, and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. And Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and stayed not there in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. But Pekah the son of Remaliah, a captain of his, conspired against him, and smote him in Samaria, in the palace of the king's house, with Argob and Ariel, and with him 50 men of Gilead. And he killed him, and reigned in his room. And the rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon, and Abel-Bet-Ma'achah, and Yaunah, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. And Hoshea, son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and smote him, and slew him, and reigned in his stead, in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. And the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Yerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Howbeit, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send against Judah Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Ahaz, his son, reigned in his stead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Anjita, for reading the King James, 2 Kings 15. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with you all numbers, so I'm going to call out your last four numbers, and you acknowledge yourself. 6611.
Auntie Carrie.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Okay. 1424.
I'm sorry, that's me, Angela.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. 1347.
Sister Shirley.
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening,
Angela. Okay. 7682.
Auntie Dot.
Good evening, Auntie Dot. Okay, that's all that we have present. That's all we have present for today's show. Let's go to the opening prayer by Sister Shirley.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for yet another chance to get it right with you, O Lord.
Yes.
Many started out on yesterday, but they are gone today. But we do not take your blessings for granted. And thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to come together another week to meditate and share your word. Father, we thank you for watching over us all week long. We ask a special blessing this evening for all that are sick and shut in, to include our sister Loretta. We thank you that you have allowed us to endure heartache, sorrow, and pain. For in your word, you promise to be our comforter. You promise never to leave us or forsake us. And right now, Lord, we thank you for being a faithful and just God. Lord, we need you every day and every hour. And as we gather here this evening, we need your Holy Spirit to guide us through this worship hour. Yeah. Bless each home that's represented on this line. Bless our families, our communities, all our loved ones near and far. Bless mankind throughout the nation and throughout the world. Keep us, Lord, and teach us to be a blessing to each other and all others that stand in need of a blessing. We ask all these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We also have Mother Vernon on the line. Good evening, Mother Vernon.
Good evening.
And myself.
Good evening.
Deacon Lowe.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good
evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. So we don't have a regular song, so I'm going to play a little of this song, and then we'll get started with our program.
Amen.
So everybody can hear it. But look at me, I'm jiggling with the Lord.
devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for the people, but avoid foolishness, controversies, generosity, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice, having nothing more to do with them, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Titus 3, Sister Shirley. And we did have another caller join, Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm just a listener. I'm late getting in.
Okay, no problem.
Good evening.
Alrighty. Okay. Next, let's have Mother May. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 46, 1 through 11, and it says, help me in time of trouble. Life is full of troubling, confusion, stress, encounter, uncertainty, racial division, threat, a war, physical and emotional pain, and dreadful disease. These things fill our lives with trouble. One writer has said, life is unfair, but God is good. Fight of life trouble, Psalm 46:2 said, affirms the believer's solid position. We will not fear. What a powerful position. What a great testimony to say. We will not fear. The summit revealed to the world that we have no fear because God is our refuge and strength. Our God offers us a place of protection. We remain in his protection, care, and the promise, his presence in the time of trouble. According to the summit, God also bring about his purpose. The summit invites us to witness all that God had done. Come and see the work of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on to the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He heals. He breaks the bow and the shadow of the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Father, we are instructed to be still and know that I am God. He alone is sovereign. No matter what your trouble may be, remember your position and God's protection. Thanks be to God that he will help us in time of trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of Psalm 46, 1 through 11. And I will go next, and I'm coming out of Proverbs 4 and 7. And it talks about wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And the inspirational verse associated with that is education is a blessing. Trivia games are fun. Puzzles and problem solving are invigoratingly challenging. But all of the knowledge and skill in the world is lacking if we don't have wisdom. So the Bible instructs us to seek wisdom first. For it is the wisdom we receive through the Spirit that gives us the understanding and discernment to apply our knowledge and learning, to be guided by the mind of God so that we can serve him more faithfully. And in prayer it says, Lord, thank you for all of the great teachers and examples that you have placed in our lives. Thank you for giving us a mind to use as we encounter questions and problems throughout life. Father God, please fill our mind with your wisdom and guide us by your Holy Spirit so that we may be more conformed to your thinking and your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Grady. Next I have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 121. God never slumber nor sleep. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From here's come my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and even forevermore. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalm 121. Next I have Deacon Lowe. Any good news you want?
Yeah. I'll be coming out of the Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 4 to 13. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey and preached, saying, there comes one mightier than I after me, the latches of whom shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered unto him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Mark 1:1-13. Okay. And since Auntie Betty is a listener, we're going to go ahead with our program. With the sick and shut in, do we have any one we would like to add to the list or remove from the list? At church?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Alrighty, give me just a second, guys. Alrighty, I'm going to go ahead and just pray for our sick and shut-in. And if my document comes up, I'll read the list of names. You bow your head. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are, Father, our creator, our provider, our healer, our protector, Father God. We just thank you for being with us in our times of need, Father God. We have some family and friends that are not doing very well, Father God. We know that you are standing in the gap and you are working towards a healing process for them, Father God. So we ask you to give them strength, give them patience, give them the fortitude and perseverance to allow to go through the process of healing, Father God, because we know that it is a process. And we know that even out of that process, that it's going to be a learning opportunity that's going to also give you glory, Father God. We just thank you for always being there for us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for just who you are, Father, the Alpha and Omega. And Father God, we just ask you to continue to touch their hearts, Father God. Give them the courage to believe and have faith in your healing power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're praying for, let me get my list. We're praying for Uncle Oliver Nellums, Sister Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Willie, Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Nafia Tompkins, Tremar, Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family that includes Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, Hubert Lowe, and Sister Vicki Huffman and Marilyn Tompkins and family. Father God, we just thank you, and we just ask you to keep lifting them up in prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, and also let me add, Sister Smith, I didn't add it to this list. I had put it down. Yeah. And that's one of our church members, guys. Alrighty, now we're moving along to our birthdays, and man, it is March. Can't believe it. But let's go back to make sure we didn't omit some people when we didn't meet last week. Let me look at the calendar here. It would have been the 27th. No. My calendar won't come up. Okay, we'll start off with this week. Today, Brian's son, Nasir, turned 5.
Mm-hmm.
We have Brittany on the 9th.
Yes.
Alrighty, we had Regal Lowe on the 3rd. We missed that one last week. We have Clarissa on the 3rd, I believe. That's Daniel's daughter. I already said Regal. Why y'all correcting me? Eddie on the... No, that's not the right one. That's all that I see. We had a Hope Williams on the 28th of February, which we missed last week. Are there any other birthdays that I may have omitted? That would be from February the 27th. Might have been 26th. Yeah, February 26th through March 11th. Any other birthdays? All righty. Who do I have to sing the song today? Mother May, you do us the honors.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We're headed to our second round where you have an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report, or any other Bible verses you would like to share. I'm going to start off with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Deacon Lowe.
I'm coming out the Bible expositor and illuminator. The previous verse of the book of Mark is 10:45, chapter 10, verse 45, which says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for men." Everything presented before this verse showed Jesus ministering to the people around him. And everything presented after it showed him moving toward and then giving his life as a ransom for sinners. His gospel seems to be purposely attempting to reach a specific group of people. When Matthew presented Jesus as the Messiah, King, he appealed to the Jewish people. When Luke presented him as the perfect man, he appealed to Greek people. When John presented him as the Son of God, excuse me, he appealed to everyone. Mark presented Jesus as the servant redeemer. It is possible that Mark was the earliest of the gospel, and there is evidence from church fathers that the author received such of his information from Peter. Mark is the John Mark mentioned in Acts 12:25 and 13:5-13. He was a cousin of Barnabas, Colossians 4:10, and might have been the young man mentioned in Mark 14:51-52. Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay, I'm coming at a Psalm 1:1-6. The word is life. Have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed? And certainly, but who are particularly joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of endless series of tragedies. Some of them are in prison, in body, ravaged by disease, and determined by injury. Others endure family turmoil, encounter hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have solo misfortune, yet in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continued gravel within them. They have learned how to die. The secret of this victorious living informed in someone, a life of unfailing joy goes when we are rooted in the light and the meditation on the will of God. Jesus said, the word I have spoken to spirit, and they are life. In the word of God, one can find renewing joy, renewing hope, and renewing peace, and renewing contentment, renewing strength, and the renewing passion for life. God's word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revival and motivated, finding satisfaction and serving others. And the prayer said, Lord, grant that I be pleased more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for reading out of Psalms again, Mother.
One.
Psalm one, okay. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'm going with another name of Jesus, Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is my banner. It's only found one time in the Bible, and that's in Exodus 7:15. The only place it is found in the Bible, most frequently used the name in the Bible. A name is given by Moses to the altar, which he built to celebrate defeat of the Amalekites and redemption. A banner is waved after a victory. God's banner over our lives' purpose is to know God, understand the thing, come from his perspective, and to do God's will. That's what Jehovah Nisi means. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Carrie, out of Exodus 7:15. I will go next, and I'm going to read this infamous poem, I guess, called Don't Quit. I know we've heard it before, but it doesn't hurt to remind us every once in a while when things are, when we're going through things in our lives. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and debts are high and you want to smile, but have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer when it twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won if he stuck it out. Don't give up, though. The pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the struggler has given up when he might capture the victor's cup. And he learned it too late when the knight slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, is when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. By Edgar Albert Guest. Amen.
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 And Auntie Bette, I know you said you were a listener, but do you want to share anything before I close, go into closing?
No, I pass.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Alrighty. Well, that concludes our program for today. So what I would like to do at this moment is to find parts for next week. And that is March the 12th. Do we have any volunteers to play 1 Kings 16? 2 Kings 16? Mm-hmm.
26. I'll do
it. Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie, okay. Do I have an opening? Someone to do the opening prayer? Okay. How about the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay, we got Deacon Lowe for that. Okay. And I have Auntie Carrie. I had you for the closing tonight, correct?
I guess so, baby.
Yeah, that's what I have. But before we do, I'm going to play one song before we close out. And it's, and the name of the song is Be Still by Travis Green. I can pull it up. Uh-oh. You've got it.
Power on. Connected. When we first everyone is going somewhere. With everything they're trying just to make it to a place where I am not there. But when the noise is over, still small point you will hear. I hope that you believe me when I tell you I will handle all of your debts. Wait on me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just trust and know that I am God. I'm here to control. I am still God. Oh, 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 oh. That you really want, then I already know who you are, and I love you that way.
Closes out for this evening.
God in heaven, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, we are thankful. Thank you for the word that's been read, said, and sung. Lord, we just ask that you just let it go deep down into our whole soul, body, and mind, that we may give it away to others that need it. And Lord, let us be your handmaid. Let us be your workmanship. Lord, let us do more than what we've been doing. Lord, let us reach more people and for your word, with your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, beautiful prayer, Auntie Terry. That concludes our call for this evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining, and we look forward to hearing your beautiful voices again on next Sunday. Have a great evening and a great week. Good night.
Amen.
Yep.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Computer just shut down. I guess we've been up all day. Computer shut down. I think it's been up all day.
Okay, so if you shut it off.
I can't hear.
Ain't nobody gonna get the baby no pinky birthday.
Okay. I Loretta and he was signed to all the cards.
And take them. Him and the boy.
Okay.
So now we have to find out what you're doing.